Allah Akbar.
You get sick, you have none of the right to be worshipped but Allah. We apologize for the wrong you have done on you. We depend upon you, Allah. We depend upon you. Allah Akbar. Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alaykum.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد سبحان يا الحمد لله ولا اله الا الله
السلام عليكم
ورحمه السلام
يا ولد نور رمضان كمان like then I've been thinking man like tell me some ways that I could prepare my soul for this coming Ramadan you know
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wallahi, angalam. My son, you asked this question today and I'm contemplating the same thing in my mind. How do I get myself prepared for not Ramadan, but let us say as Allah says in the Holy Quran, the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Muslim. My son, today I'm going to tell you a way that I prepare myself, or I've been striving to prepare myself for the month of Ramadan. What I do is I pick verses in the Quran that bring me fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart. Verses that speak about death, verses that speak about hell, and I consider myself close to the hellfire. And when I read these verses, it makes me contemplate on myself being placed in the hellfire. And when you think of Ramadan, you should think of Ramadan as this month of mercy that could take us away from the hellfire. So as you ask me that today, I should start. I want to read a verse in the Quran for you. It's a short verse, but it's a verse that it puts me in the right mood to fast. It is a good verse to really fast. Bear with me for a minute. Give me a long salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I'm going to just read it in English from the English Quran. I will just read it in English from the English Quran. The verse I'm going to read is Quran 102, the piling up. Now listen to me very carefully. When I read this verse, do not just listen. You must ponder on every ayah, every word that I'm saying. Really ponder and imagine yourself in this situation. And this is Allah speaking, this is not me speaking. And I hope that this message will reach humanity, inshallah. It is not for everybody, but who it works for, let us pray inshallah it benefits them. Allah says, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, the mutual rivalry for piling up the good things of this world diverts you from the more serious things until you visit the graves. But know, you shall soon know the reality again. You shall soon know. No, were you to know with certainty of mind, you would beware. You shall certainly see hellfire again. You shall see it with certainty of sight. Then you shall be questioned that day about the joy you indulge in. So this verse in the Holy Quran is specifically warning us not to be distracted. For instance, you see me sitting here. I was just watching all of us praying here. We're praying here today and we have this luxurious carpet. This carpet is so fluffy. It is so beautiful. So it makes life easy for us. As you see this beautiful gown I'm wearing, it is so beautiful. So things like this, if we're not alert, it distracts us from the most serious things in life. Everybody fighting to gather money, everybody fighting for this, my son. But the real thing to fight for is to fight to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my son, I want to read one more verse, and it's a short verse in the Quran. It is called the Scandalmonger. It's 104. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, woe to every scandalmongerer and backbiter who piles up wealth and lays it by, thinking that his wealth would make him last forever. By no means he will be sure to be thrown into that which breaks to pieces. And what will explain to you that which breaks to pieces? It is the fire of the wrath of Allah, kindled to a blaze, the which does mount right to the hearts. It shall be made into a vault over them in columns. So as I was just saying to you, my son, these are some of the verses I use in the Quran. And when I read these verses, they put the fear of Allah in my heart. And it made me see that Allah is telling me, do not be diverted and be caught up in the things of the world. The next world is what is for real. And I was telling you earlier, and I'm reading this book, it's called The Spiritual Journey of the Mystics. You know what I mean? And it's a book about the holy month of Ramadan and how to prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan. And in this book, it teaches me a secret. The secret it teaches me that, but this is not for everyone, and not everyone might agree with it. Again, I say it came from the mystic. It teaches us that one of the best things to do before Ramadan is to visit the graveyard. So, my son, just imagine this today. Imagine today, for instance, this is my bed. I take my scarf off. I say, Salaamu Alaikum to my sons. Salaamu Alaikum, son. Salaamu Alaikum, son. Salaamu Alaikum, my wife. And I say, babes, I'm going to sleep. And I lay like this. But just imagine in the morning when I wake up, I didn't wake up here. Imagine you went to bed and in the morning you wake up in a wet, cold grave. And imagine the angels coming to you in your grave and they're asking you, who is your Lord? Who is your prophet? Who is your Imam? Imagine your mind. Imagine the pain. Imagine the regret. You are seeing the evil you have done clearly in your face, and the angels say, who is your Lord? And you say, Ya Allah! Ya Allah! And a voice says, who is your prophet? And you say, Muhammad is my prophet! Ya Allah! Imagine the grave is squeezing you. The sides of the grave are closing in on you. And you say to Allah, Allah, please send me back. Allah, please. I will do good, Allah, and send me back. And a voice says to you, liar. Liar, Ya Allah! For sure you know with a certainty